Hello, welcome to my podcast series named I Have a Question in English and Bir Sorum Var in Turkish. In this episode, I have a guest from far, far away, Littleton, USA, and I have Veronica Francis with me. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you.
Veronica and I are going to talk around this episode's question, which is about the author of Pollyanna, Eleanor Porter. The question goes like this: how does Eleanor Porter's hometown keep Pollyanna's spirit alive? As you may have understood, Littleton is the hometown of Eleanor Porter, who is the author of Pollyanna. And I met with Veronica after I wrote my book called Was Pollyanna Happy? There is a foundation of Pollyanna in Littleton, and Veronica is with them. She is very responsive. She immediately responded to my email asking about what are they doing there. And afterwards we became friends. And I learned that they are trying to keep Pollyanna spirits alive, not just in the USA, but also all around the world. And my book is somehow supporting that spirit. So then we became friends. We are meeting regularly and we have plans for the future. So today she is with us, and I'm sure she will share with us lots of nice things to hear about the Pollyanna, about the hometown, about Eleanor, and about herself, of course. So I'm stopping now and I'm passing the microphone to Veronica, and she will tell us about herself. Okay, thanks again for coming with to this show, Veronica. Please tell us about yourself.
Greetings from the Glad Shop, and thank you, Nazlı, for having me today on your show. I'm excited to be here and to talk about Pollyanna and the author Eleanor Porter. As you mentioned, I'm Veronica Francis. I live here in Littleton, New Hampshire, in America, which is way up in the tippy top of New England. We're almost to the Canadian border with beautiful, and we're in the White Mountains. So we have beautiful mountains and rivers, very small towns with all four seasons. And Littleton is the hub for all around the area and the mountains and the small towns. I own my own business here. I grew up here in a small business. My parents had hospitality businesses. We have a lot of visitors from around the world and tourists who love to come visit New England. So I've always had my own business. And over the years, I've worked in marketing and advertising and helping small businesses around here promote themselves. One thing in Littleton was our kind of claim to fame is that the author of the old 110-year-old book Pollyanna was born here. So Eleanor Hodgman Porter was born and lived in Littleton, New Hampshire. She was born in the late 1800s, like 1868, and grew up here on our main street, had a business, was a really creative spirit. She went on to college and studied music for many years at the Boston Conservatory. She then started her writing career later in her 30s and 40s and wrote hundreds of articles, many books, but the Pollyanna book, which she wrote in 1913, became a worldwide bestseller and sold a million copies in that first year in 1913. It turned into movies, it turned into Hollywood plays and all kinds of musicals, and the story still rings true today, 110 years later. So I always enjoyed the story. I admired Eleanor's career, and where I am right across the street, my office is right across the street from where Eleanor Porter lived. I decided to enhance that spirit and create what we call the Glad Shop, where I can explain that story to visitors about Eleanor, also talk about the Pollyanna spirit and the book, and continue just that whole story 110 years later.
Great. How did you get connected with the Pollyanna spirit? Actually, I know you had another business and later on you moved to this part of the business. How you get connected?
Yeah, so Littleton is the business hub where all the services are. So it's got a lot of business services. I ran my marketing company right down the street. I had a little office for 20 years and helped other businesses. I always loved the spirit of Littleton. It's what we call a can-do town. Everybody here mostly own their small businesses and love their business, have an optimistic attitude, and want to work together to make the whole community and the town more vibrant and welcoming. So there's a lot of fun people who work here, and if you come up with a project, they'll say, "Go ahead, you should do that project." I helped bring internet. High-speed internet to the town. I've helped a lot with the promotions and events that we have. And 20 years ago, there was a family who commissioned a beautiful bronze sculpture right across the street in honor of Eleanor and the Pollyanna story. And the bronze sculpture sits right in front of our public library, and you can see pictures of it online at golittleton.com. And that sculpture started just attracting so many people to the area who I had no idea how far-reaching the Pollyanna story is or was. And I started seeing groups just coming to visit the sculpture. We didn't really have much information. We had a little bit of cards and explain the story. And so that's when I thought to myself, this location, and we really need to explain that and sort of be an interpretive center and help give a little extra place and way that people can connect to that memory or that Pollyanna story for each visitor.
Yes, and I love this can-do town, can-do attitude your town owns, because can-do attitude is very critical for all of us, I'm sure. It's probably part of the resilience as well. So I love that word, can-do attitude. After we met and after we had lots of talks together with you, I believed in Pollyanna spirit more and more. When I was writing my book, I wasn't sure if Pollyanna was really happy, because, you know, there's a black label on top of Pollyanna books for some adults. They say she's wearing a rose-colored glass and she's not looking at the bad things happening. She's ignoring them and she's just looking at the bright side of the world. But I wasn't sure that's the case. And after I wrote my book based on positive psychology, my life experiences, I decided that she was happy and she wasn't ignoring anything. She was aware of what is going on all around, but she is keeping positive attitude, the can-do attitude with her. She was just looking what's going well. In spite of those bad things happening, she is trying to connect with people. She is trying to help people, socialize with people. So she was trying to be happy, to feel good. Then, can you please tell us a little bit more about that spirit, that Pollyanna, what does Pollyanna have, actually?
Well, it did touch a nerve, the story, even a couple years after the book became so popular, people started using that term, being a Pollyanna, as someone who maybe is too cheerful and maybe not paying attention. And Eleanor was really taken aback by that and concerned about that. They had a whole home day here in town in 1920, and she was recognized with all kinds of leading men and politicians and up on the stage, and she gave a nice speech. And she said, there's nothing wrong with just trying to find one thing to be optimistic about, one thing to be glad about. And that was really her story. And ever since then, Pollyanna is in the lexicon as being someone who is too cheery. I find it to be, people used to pick on me and say, "Oh, you're such a Pollyanna." And I used to take it as an insult. And it wasn't really until I sort of opened the shop and embraced the Pollyanna spirit that was going on here through Eleanor's legacy and where her hometown was, and people coming in and other men and women saying, oh, I've always been called a Pollyanna too. And they feel kind of bad about it. And I started talking to them about it and saying, there's nothing wrong with being an optimist. We hear the news, we have troubles in our lives, we know what's going on, but we can take a moment and take a pause and just find one thing to be glad about. And that's what Pollyanna had done in the story. I mean, the little girl was an orphan. It was the late 1800s in a small, cold, dreary town. She had some troubles, and everyone in town did. And yet she was just telling people to stop for a moment, play the glad game that she called it, and think of one small thing to be glad about. And I think that's why that message still rings true today, 110 years later.
And that's, I think that's a great mission which Eleanor has, because I'm sure that she had in mind to teach children in a nice mindset for their own future, to move in a better direction. They can always see what's going on well, even though lots of bad things happening. And you just mentioned the glad game name. In the book originally, it's in English, and in its English version, it's gladness and glad. But in Turkish, we don't have that difference, glad and happy, and we use the happy and happiness words in Turkish. Can you explain us a little bit about the difference?
Well, that was always sort of an interesting point when we first started talking, and you told me about how it was called happiness and what's the difference. And I had to really think about it, because I mean, gladness and happiness are interchangeable, right? They're all still that feel good feeling that we're seeking. Back then, I think in 1918, when she wrote the book, they use the word glad more and gladness, and it sounds more like a tangible item that you can have, you can find, you can be glad, you can find gladness. I think more during that time. Happiness has become a term that people are always grasping for, and you hear it a lot. I want to be happy, but they don't really know what that means. And when Pollyanna was telling someone to play the glad game, she was telling them to just think about one small thing they're glad about. Gladness, and what she's really saying, is something that you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. To take a moment, find one thing you're grateful for, whether it is that just the sun is shining maybe today, or that the heat is working, or you have a warm cup of coffee or soup where you are, something simple. And I think that's where that gladness fit more with think about what you want to be grateful for versus the happiness.
Okay, being grateful. It is very important concept, I think, especially in this time of the world. To finding something to be grateful helps us to move forward, I'm sure. We always talk about the glad game when we speak of Pollyanna. It is a nice game to play, actually, even for the adults. And I have heard once from you, there's a board game of Pollyanna in your country. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, in the story, the way Pollyanna spreads her gladness and happiness around the town is that she teaches them all to play the glad game. And it sounds easier when a little girl, I guess, is telling you to play along. And the glad game is really thinking about one small thing you're glad about at that moment, or just for today. And that's how it took on the movie. And then it took on a whole life of itself of the glad game. There was a famous game company, Parker Brothers in America, who created a whole board game sort of based on Parcheesi, where you could actually, it was had all the Pollyanna characters on it. That was very popular in 1920s, all the way until they discontinued it just like 40 years ago. Then there was also the glad clubs that popped up all over the country, all over the world. There were glad clubs of people. This is before the internet, so they'd actually meet in person, or they would send letters to each other, to the club, sort of pen pals of people who joined these glad clubs, to just encourage each other to play the glad game each day. And so I sort of took both of those ideas, which have faded away. We're redesigning and recreating the board game to have here in the Glad Shop. And also I started an online Glad Club through the Go Littleton Glad Shop, where people can join, and we kind of just try and send out a glad greeting now and then to just encourage what was so popular about those Glad Clubs.
Okay. And I know you have lots of members of your Glad Club.
We do. I have over 500, and it's been fun because they come in and they sign up at the shop, or you can sign up at online at the GoLittletonGladShop.com, and people from around the world. And that's what's been so rewarding is I didn't really know what I was doing with a Glad Shop when I started. This is my fourth year. I didn't have any retail experience. I didn't really know how to make an attraction out of a historic icon and a book. And so I just started small, and it was the people who came in and people from around the world. My first visitors were from France. I've had people from Australia who love the Pollyanna story, who were just thrilled to come here, connect with someone who they can talk to about it. They can get a souvenir and visit where Eleanor Porter grew up. It was the visitors who kept coming and encouraging me and saying, yes, you should keep doing this. And yes, we need this more than ever. And then they kept signing up, and they send me articles. They send me funny things in the mail. And I get to meet people like you who reach out, who have a connection to the Pollyanna book. So it's been a wonderful experience.
You were saying at the beginning of our conversation, Littleton is the hub of business for that area. I think you and the Glad Shop is the hub for Pollyanna spirit for the world.
That's right. Well, thank you. That's what I'm trying to grow into. And it will be a must stop place for people to come.
Yeah. And maybe even you said a little bit in your words, but maybe you can tell us the vision you have about Pollyanna spirit, the Glad Club, the Glad Shop. You can share your vision with us.
Thank you. Yes, because it is an 110-year-old story that still works. So it's not hard to promote it. It promotes itself, and people still love the book or the movies they saw, or some type of maybe their grandmother always read them the book. There's so much connection to it that I just want to continue to grow that connection, whether hopefully my shop will continue to grow. I like to give people an experience that they remember so that they can come in and take a photo and visit about the book, or see some old pictures of books that they used to read with their grandparents, and to grow the online Glad Club so I can have more interviews like this. Develop some more fun projects that encourage people. You've given me some great ideas that you've gotten from your book and your work, like journaling, having a gladness journal. We're looking at producing the happiness jar, which you talk about. Mm-hmm. There's lots of ways that little things that we can help others maybe play that glad game themselves. Maybe they go home and then they share it with a friend or a child or somehow. And I think spreading that message, the glad game and however it works through different creative ways, seems to be where I want to go in the future.
And I know you are organizing a glad day every year.
Yes, we do. We have the annual Glad Day here on the second Saturday in June in Littleton. And again, that's one of those little events that just grow out of people having fun. We wear fun straw hats like Pollyanna does in the book, and we eat cake and we dance around and think of all the ways that people like to have some fun and gladness.
That's a nice event. I hope someday I may visit you on the Glad Day and be together.
Yes, and we'll be featuring your book.
Oh.
And then you can have a book signing here in Littleton.
Yes, that's our dream. I hope
that's right.
It'll happen one day. Yeah, that's a big dream for me. I have a question for you, Veronica. It is, I always wonder if Eleanor Porter was alive today. And I don't know what does she have in her mind in those days at 1900s. But if she was alive today and if she saw what's going on with her book, with her nice child character, Pollyanna, what would she feel today? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to imagine, but I would think that she'd be proud. She enjoyed writing and did write 5 bestsellers. I think she'd still be proud that we're still talking about the book Pollyanna. And I think she'd be proud that we're standing up for Pollyanna being a compliment and a way we do want to be rather than an insult, and carrying that work on. I think promoting that, you know, women are creative writers, and promoting someone who was way ahead of her time for her creativity, and that helped. Pollyanna had a simple message, and all Eleanor's books had simple, good moral messages. Different people who have overcome tough times with a good, solid attitude and strong values, and just went for their beliefs. And I think by keeping to promote Pollyanna in different creative ways, she's here smiling down on us and encouraging us to keep it going.
Yeah, and let's send our best wishes to her then. And while coming to the end of our episode, I have one final question. It is actually the name of my book as well. And I want to hear from you your thoughts about it. Was Pollyanna really happy?
I think she had some hard times and was a realist, but she was a true optimist and was happy and glad on the inside. That she definitely overcame some tough times and really believed that just connecting with people, and that's what she did in her little town. She went around to all the people who were stuck in their homes and old grumpy people, and just connected with them on a real level and enjoyed that connection. And by doing that, it improved her life, and did she was happy living that day-to-day life.
And I think she is not just optimist, but she is also a resilient girl. Even though lots of happening to her, she always stand up and put a step forward into the future. And she's showing children and adults, I think, a very nice mindset, if we can read it correctly. If we want to laugh at her, it's easy to laugh, but I don't think she should be laughed at. And I always think there are lessons to be learned from Pollyanna with our adult minds. So I believe that Pollyanna was happy. I really believe about that.
Yes, great.
Yeah. And Veronica, do you have one final thing to say to our listeners?
I don't. I'm thank you again for having me here. And again, it's the Go Littleton Glad Shop here in Littleton, New Hampshire. And what I like to say to tell people all the time is just be glad.
Okay, great. We will all have to be glad somehow. Otherwise, life is very tough. And maybe some of our listeners come and visit you, and that your shop may inspire them towards gladness. Thank you, Veronica, for spending some time with us, for being my friend and being with us today. I hope to meet you once again in another episode, maybe with another subject. Take good care of you.
Thank you.
And let me finish my episode. Okay, I thank everyone who listened and watched us today. Hope to see you in another episode of Bir Sorun Var, I Have a Question. Have a great day. Have a glad day. Goodbye.